Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this commemoration of St. Titus, pastor and confessor, is the lesson which you heard just a moment ago, Titus chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, call me a skeptic, but whether I'm watching Republicans debate or a Democrat deliver the State of the Union, I'm never all that convinced that our public servants, especially those seeking the highest office or holding it, really are all that concerned about either the public or service. There's a reason Mitt was hesitant to release his tax forms. Newt can make his play for Christian conservative voters, but then there are those three marriages to explain. President Obama sells American values all night, but never gives voice to the unborn. Who, oh, by the way, also don't have a vote. Actually, the thing that rang the most true for me the other evening was President Obama's acknowledgement of the huge distrust for Washington by the whole rest of the country. Now, that was right. We know good and well it's not really about serving the people. It's about getting elected. Contrast all these guys to St. Titus, pastor and confessor. He was a loyal companion of St. Paul. He was a Greek, like Timothy, but unlike Timothy the other day, not compelled to be circumcised. In fact, he was probably with St. Paul at the Jerusalem Council when that freedom was determined. He most likely was the courier for Paul's two letters to the Corinthians, which means he was highly trustworthy, even in matters of money. Titus was Paul's man to handle the collection for the saints in 2 Corinthians chapters 8 and 9. Very possibly he was with Paul to the very end in his last imprisonment in Rome. But of course, we best know Titus for his work in Crete. That's where our text this morning finds him, as he is there finishing the job of stabilizing the congregations there that he and St. Paul had established. It really seems as if Titus was like the ideal pastor. Which is to say that for Titus, like Paul, it really was about the people. Titus got it. Our text, Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, for the sake of the faith of God's elect, to Titus, my true child in a common faith. You see that? God calls men like Titus into the office of the ministry for the sake of the faith of God's precious elect. The faith of God's elect is the reason that Paul had Titus on this assignment in Crete. Verse 5, this is why I left you in Crete, so that you might put what remained into order and appoint elders, pastors, in every town as I directed you. Then you know the list of qualifications that Paul gives Titus for choosing these guys, these pastors. Verse 6, if anyone is above reproach, the husband of one wife. It's good Newt Gingrich is only running for president, you know. If anyone is above reproach, the husband of one wife, and his children are believers, not open to the charge of debauchery or insubordination, for an overseer as God's steward must be above reproach. He must not be arrogant, quick-tempered, or a drunkard, or violent, or greedy for gain. Let's see, 31% of 3.1 million, or 26% taxes for 1.7 million income, or 15% of $20 million in income. Now, that's public service for you. But a pastor must be hospitable, a lover of good, self-controlled, upright, holy, and disciplined. He must hold firm to the trustworthy word as taught, so that he may be able to give instruction in sound doctrine and also to rebuke those who contradict it. As far as God is concerned, the ministry is the highest office. And that's reflected in a very tough list of qualifications. Why so tough? For the faith of the elect. You know how it is. When one of our public servants, or maybe all of our public servants, seem to be feathering their private nests, it really does shake the confidence of citizens, the faith of citizens in their government. But how much more devastating it is when pastors mess up. Pastors, deaconesses to be, it's obvious you guys aren't going into this for the money. But greed for the income you could have had, for a nicer living room furniture, for dinner at a more expensive restaurant, or jealousy, envy for your members who do have all that nice stuff. Now, that can entice us regardless of our tax bracket. And, of course, all of you know faithfulness to your spouse is an absolute must. But so many ministries these days have been ruined by, for example, online pornography. And when a pastor is disgraced, it's not like citizens becoming jaded about the political process. It can destroy, shatter the faith of precious lambs. Faith in the Savior that he was supposed to represent. On the other hand, a pastor's instruction in sound doctrine, the trustworthy word as taught, is the very way that God creates and strengthens faith. When you say to your people, Jesus died for you, you are forgiven, you are reconciled to God, you have the Father's perfect loving care that goes with being reconciled, the Holy Spirit is working in their hearts. It's really all for the faith of your precious flock, God's elect. So see, the highest office really is about service, isn't it? It's not about getting elected. It's about the elect. Paul says in our text, Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, for the sake of the faith of God's elect and their knowledge of the truth which accords with godliness in hope of eternal life. For the sake of the faith of his elect, the men God calls into public service, the ministry, are to be servants. You know the word doulos, bondservant. Slave. That's what Paul was. That's what Titus was. That's what all those pastors that Titus was supposed to appoint in Crete were to be. It's what you are to be. Because a doulos is never above his kurion. It's enough if the servant is like his master, Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a doulou, from doulos, a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. And one of those servants standing under the cross has written, "He who saw it has borne witness that you also may believe." It's all about your faith in the crucified servant. Yes, your faith. Every single one of you. You are God's elect. Ever since some pastor that God called, a successor of Paul and Titus, poured water over your head and spoke words which God, who never lies, promised before the ages began, and at the proper time, your proper time, God's proper time for you, manifested in his word through the preaching with which that dear Pastor Schmidt or Geisler or Johnson has been entrusted by the command of God our Savior. All so that you were elected a true child in their common faith. That's an election that fits you for public service. Amen. And the peace of God which passes all understanding will keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen.